Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
Took a second there. Don't know what was going on. This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning, Sunday afternoon. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru on the trip to the drive-thru at Strange Brew Coffeehouse or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Muskegon.
It would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's only a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. I had beef for dinner last night. I stopped at the 76 right outside the deli. I never had their chopped cheese sandwich before. That's really good. I'm going to have to go get that again sometime.
They don't pay for this, but that is
the best deli.
It's the most underrated sandwich place in Starkville. Yes. And it might be the best, like, pure deli, because it's almost like an old school, like, fresh deli.
Yeah, they're cutting order and they're cooking.
They got good stuff.
Yeah,
man.
Go check it out. Anyway,
Boar's Head. What is it?
Yeah, Boar's Head stuff. Yeah, but they're burgers and they have the best Philly cheesesteak.
Philly cheese is amazing.
It's really good. Yep. And so, you know, this is another thing we're talking about. Like, beef doesn't always have to be a big steak or a giant brisket, man. It's so versatile. And when you chop it up, you make those sandwiches with that. It's just so good. No, but everybody loves a good Philly cheesesteak. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. A special thank you to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Later this week, Robbie and I have a field trip over to the Mississippi State Veterinary School. Well, we are going to participate, I believe, in some way, shape, or form, in the butchery of a cow.
Yes,
I just assume they're just going to let us take the choice parts, the tenderloin, the ribeye.
We're not castrating a bull like Jackie Sherrill.
No,
but we're actually this is very interesting to me. I've always wanted to do that. You reached out to me and said, "Hey, they want to do this. I don't know how I feel about this." I was like,
"You were fired up immediately." I was like, "All right,
I want to see where the ribeye comes from."
I've worked in a grocery store and like done some butchery pork, but never the whole animal.
Yeah,
so
I want to see where the ribeye cuts come from. And
there's a very interesting. There's an old episode of one of Tony Bourdain's shows where he goes to a pig roast, and you know they kill the pig, and then you got to like break it down. And he's like, "There's a part where it stops being an animal and starts being meat."
Yeah,
and he's like, "It's right there." And I was like, okay, so maybe we'll get that. I don't know exactly what we're gonna do, but our buddy Sam Blakeney from the Mississippi Beef Council is hosting us for this, and
I'm excited,
forward to it. So again, beef, it's what's for dinner.
It's gonna take me back to my days as an elementary student going to the vet school and sticking your hand.
You got the fistulated cow, yeah.
That was the craziest thing I've ever seen as a child. I don't know how we all weren't completely ruined for the rest of our lives.
All right, College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Guys, we are into this football season. You're going to be making trips to Starkville. You want to see this team. You need to get new gear to do it. So grab it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, flow by the Half Shell. Everything you're looking for, maroon and white, it's right there for you at College Corner. White out coming up in 2 weeks. If you don't have a white polo, get it at College Corner. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. Best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. My buddy Richard Cross told me he tried to get a reservation at Restaurant Tyler. Had to call in some favors, so they were so packed. He's like, he had to like finagle, call in some Godfather favors to get a table at Restaurant Tyler. So I'm glad to hear that. It makes me think, you know, hey, everybody is trying to make it in there. You don't need me to tell you about Restaurant Tyler. You already know about it. If you've ever been in Starkville, I know you've had lunch or dinner there. But there's a reason they're the best, and that's the reason out of that table is so hard to get. If you want to have a fantastic meal this week, I'll make it real easy for you. Just go to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you. Not only are they going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for your future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to a professional who knows you the same way they know your money. You need to talk to someone with our friends at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Mississippi State 63. All corn. Nada. Nothing.
Nothing.
Zilp. Zero.
Nothing.
Nothing. Again, that's on Mississippi State. Dominate from the basically the second snap of the game all the way to the very end. A game that, we will talk about in some detail here, but for Mississippi State, I don't know that it could have been scripted any better than it did. I'm fascinated to hear the tone of voice when I ask this question, or it's not really a question. I'm when I make this statement. Tell them, Falk.
Well,
See, I thought you might go Big Show on that one. It's just
I can't,
jolly. It's just jolly.
I can't change the game.
It's 63 to
That's a completely
nothing. It
different
is. It is.
guy.
It is. But I'm just saying we could have worked it in.
We
But yeah, you're good.
got
You're
to
good.
keep it with Hulk.
All right.
So this is exactly the way this game needed to work out. I mean, it's kind of crazy how this season has transpired to this point. It's worked out to perfection for Mississippi State through three games. We looked at the Southern Miss game. We said State needed to win that ball game. They needed to cover. They need to feel good leaving that game. And even though they were rusty in the early going, they came out, and I thought by the end of the game, everybody felt pretty comfortable with Mississippi State beating Southern the way that they did. We talked about Arizona State. You had to take advantage of that opportunity. You had to take advantage of the crowd and everybody kind of buying back into the program, pulled the fan base back in. Mississippi State did that tenfold because of how the game ended and the atmosphere and all that. Then this game, and we talked during the week, what is success for Mississippi State beyond just winning this game big? We knew they were going to win the game big. No disrespect to Alcorn State, but State could have sleptwalked through this game and won by four touchdowns. But you needed to leave that game healthy. You needed to leave that game feeling confident that you're still moving forward as a team. And you need to leave that game saying, there's a lot coming up through the ranks here that we feel really good about. Kamario Taylor, some of the young wide receivers, some of the young defensive players. I think they checked every single box in this game from what needed to happen. First shutout since 2017. It was 28-0 in the first quarter. And quite frankly,
First time over 60 since 2018.
I mean, regardless of the opponent, Mississippi State handled its business. It was complete domination on both sides of the ball. And Jeff Lebby, I talked to him post game about how they handled the week and the game, what he thought from a result standpoint, was a very successful week. And he continues to say there's so much more we could do. We got to get better. We got to get cleaner. And that's 100% correct. They had 10 penalties in this game. They had an interception. They didn't block it extremely well. The defense got a shutout, but I wonder how vanilla they were being out there, the kind of basic. Diego Broomfield got that interception. He was upset at himself on that play because I think he kind of got tripped up or something, and the guy got behind him, and he was playing catch-up and luckily dropped the ball and fell in Diego's hands. But there's a lot of things that this team has to continue to get better at. But the good news is they're sitting here at 3-0. And this is exactly what we said was a dream scenario for Mississippi State. When you come into SEC play, if they do what we think they can do next week, again, or this week against Northern Illinois, you're taking on a Tennessee team that I think is going to be very hungry, that we've already seen is super talented, one of the best offenses in the country. And that's going to be an atmosphere that rivals or is even better than what we saw against Arizona State.
Agreed.
And so this is exactly the path that Mississippi State needed to take for Jeff Lebby to show improvement in year two, for there to be buy-in from the fan base and this team, for there to be a arrow pointing up for Mississippi State. I don't know what all we can take away from this game as far as like does it tell us anything about Mississippi State moving forward? But the one thing I will say is I came into the week thinking we're going to have some questions answered about Mississippi State's maturity, how they handle business, how they handle winning, because they have never done that under Jeff Lebby. They've never had an opportunity to do that. This, to me, proved that you have a team that can attack a week, regardless of what happened the week before, turn the page, and go play a totally different kind of game, totally different opponent, and give Mississippi State fans the results they wanted. So, I mean, 13 of 18 from the three quarterbacks for 232, three touchdowns. You had the interception from Blake Shapen. Might have held the ball a little too long, but didn't have a lot
I mean, he got hit. It's not like he just threw it up there.
And Lebby was not happy with, you know, he got hit on the first play of the game. He wasn't happy about that. That was supposed to be a touchdown on the first play.
Oh, yeah, should have been.
And shout out to Lebby for just running the play again with
Yeah,
a different guy.
different guy.
But the rushing game, this is the best they've looked. And again, I realize that you have the opponent that you do, but six running backs came in this ball game. And I could see every single one of those guys helping Mississippi State in some form or fashion. I don't know how you get them all in there, but they all looked good. None of them looked like it, you didn't look like you missed a, you had a big gap between number one and number six.
Yeah.
Seth Davis coming in looked fine. So a lot of playing time for guys. You showed the depth that you have on this team by that. And I thought as the game went on, you didn't see any let up from those players. That's what I was really excited about, is it wasn't like a Southern Miss situation where it was the third string versus the first string and Southern Miss was kind of moving the ball down the field and went and scored. This defense came out with a fourth string and was getting stops. So I think it was, I don't think anybody can be upset about what happened on Saturday. 63 to nothing. That's exactly what you want.
Yeah, I agree. Agree with you 100%. There's just not a you're gonna see in just a moment. There's just not a lot to
Not a
take
lot to
away.
glean.
Yeah.
There would have been a lot more bad that
Yes.
you could glean from this. But what I think is we saw, you know, certainly Kamaro Taylor continues to show
Yeah.
he's going to
I
be
got
the
it. I got you. I
better.
got you.
But
I got you.
there were some good things from this too.
Yeah.
I mean, but I think the results from this, had it gone bad, that would have been a bigger takeaway than
Agreed.
the good stuff.
Agreed. All right. That being said, these are the things that are true. These are brought to you by our good friends over at Bell Building Supply, your platinum big green egg dealer here in the Golden Triangle. If you are looking for the ultimate in cookery for outdoor cooking, the big green egg is it. It gives you all the precise control that the pellet grill gives you, but you still enjoy the fun of live fire cooking and cooking with real wood and real smoke. Doesn't matter if you're trying to slow cook a pork butt for 8, 9, 10 hours, or if you just want to put a steak on the grill, you can turn that thing into a pizza oven and get it super hot and cook those pizzas. It's all right there for you on the big green egg. And of course, at Bell Building Supply, they have the eggs, but they also have all the accessories they need that you need to make your cooking experience outstanding. They got a lot more there, and we're going to tell you about that in the coming weeks. Bell Building Supply brings you These Are the Things That Are True. Maybe a record here, the shortest one ever. I only got five. Five things that are true. Number one, there may have been easier wins in Mississippi State history, but not many. My friend, Starville High wouldn't have put up much less resistance than Alcorn did. I mean, that's just not a good football team. There are good FCS teams out there, right? There are teams that State could have brought in that could have proposed a real challenge to them and made them work. Alcorn was not that team. You're not that guy, buddy. Trust me, you're not that guy.
But you know, I think this is who they needed to
They
play.
it's what they needed, 100%.
Yeah, we spoke about that. Like, and it's an in-state team. I mean, throw a kickback back to the in-state team. Keep the money in the state of Mississippi. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They could have played someone on that level that's better. But with the game, the game that they had last week and the emotions of it, I think this is exactly what they needed. They needed a week where they could rest more players. Albert Reese was banged up. You still had some players that weren't 100%. You had a chance to either sit or rest. And I'm not aware of any injuries that came out of it. It was probably exactly what they needed. And they're going to get their share of tough games ahead. And they had a tough game last week against Arizona State. So it played its purpose.
Yeah. Number two, quite suddenly, things around the SEC look more manageable. Like we were talking about this up in the press box. And all of a sudden, Tennessee and Georgia and Texas and Ole Miss are not juggernauts that you just can't hope to beat. You can knock off one of those teams. On the road, I mean, Missouri has been really good. A&M is good. They went to Notre Dame and won. Florida is a train wreck. Arkansas
It could
can't
be
stop
worse.
anybody. You got winnable. It's just all of a sudden, Was it you who talked about this last week with the Big 12? You said that the SEC kind of reminded you of the Big 12, or was that Borky? I can't.
I might have been Borky.
I can't keep you two straight. Not that you are anything alike,
we
but I
both
just.
have the swoop.
Well, you both have the swoop. You're both handsome young men, but I can't.
I don't have any genteel.
That's not my fault.
I should have said something to Richard yesterday.
You have it right there.
Richard was walking around the press box in
You should
genteel.
have like grabbed him and just thrown him up against the wall, like, "Hey,
Well,
chump!
I think he's been
You going to
like,
my house?"
I think he's been so bombarded by the genteel, by people trying to get genteel
Other,
that
yeah.
I'm
You,
laying
you,
off.
yeah. Okay, all right. But I'm just, I'm not, I'm not, I don't know. There's still a long way to go. 6-6 would be a monster season for this team. But when you just look around the SEC, it's not what it was 5 years ago, where it's just like these teams are not beatable. You know,
It's the transfer portal.
it
It,
is.
it's
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 really in effect.
it's created it's created teams kind of going up and down at a high rate. And even Georgia is a little volatile right now compared to what they were. That like yesterday, I thought they were dead in the water. They probably should have lost that game. They're just getting over the top because their coaching is so good, and they do have really talented players too, but they're being able to retain a little more than a lot of other schools. But that's what you're seeing within the SEC is there's so much fluctuation in the roster, you're not going to see as much consistency with these teams. The days of having a dynasty in college football, I think, are gone. At least the way it's
It's
set up now,
going to be tougher for
it's going to be a
sure.
lot tougher. Now the teams like Oregon under
They'll
Dan
always be
Lanning
there.
are always going to be in the
Georgia.
Georgia. They're always going to be in the mix.
Right.
But being in Alabama, where you're
What
13-1 or 14-0
you're
or 13-1 every year in
it's
the
going to be
regular season,
tough.
that's going to be tough.
Yeah. All right. Number three.
And here's the thing: you made the point yesterday. Tennessee might be the best team that State plays, just pure team that State plays
I mean,
at home this
it's
year.
them or Georgia. It's
It's them
certainly
or
not Texas
Georgia.
or Ole Miss.
Texas, like,
We'll talk more. Let's save that Texas discussion. Let's just save it.
okay. I'm gonna guess
Number three.
somebody's not gonna get coffee.
Number three.
Oh,
You
you already
already
used Strange Brew, by the way.
doesn't matter. We'll come back to it. Last year's schedule, three games in. Mississippi State had played an FCS team, a Group of Six team, and a Power Four team. They were giving up 387 yards per game.
I guess I have to move to calling it the group of
You
six then.
do. You do have to do that. This year, Mississippi State has played an FCS team, a Group of Six team, and a Power Four team. They're giving up 263 yards per game, 124 yards less per game. Say what you want, the schedules are the same. That's real, tangible, well-done improvement. They still have some problems. They don't get to the quarterback as much as I want, but I think two of the three games they play this year, they've been so vanilla on the way they've attacked that.
They look totally different against
Yes.
how they covered Arizona State and how they did Southern Miss and Elkhorn.
So I'm not too worried about that, but they gave up 450 yards last year to Toledo. They gave up 300, I think 304 to Southern Miss.
When it's not even that, like they could not get off the field.
Right. This
And
defense gets
now
off the field.
teams are struggling to move the football.
Yeah.
There is no question. By the way, Vanderbilt, fourth in the country defensively. Holy
They're playing good
smokes.
football at Vanderbilt.
They're
I was off. I was off on them.
well, I think it's fair to have some skepticism with them because they haven't
It's
been
every
good.
year, yeah. I think this week, maybe tomorrow, maybe not tomorrow, maybe like Thursday or something, we're gonna do like a early overreactions. What did we miss? What did we get right? Kind of look at the SEC.
So State is currently 67th in total defense.
Stay there. I'll
If
take it.
and I listen, it's gonna
It's gonna
go
go
it's gonna
down.
go up. The numbers are gonna go up.
Yeah.
So we totally expect that. But I can tell you right now with certainty, they're not gonna be 120th.
No, because by this time last year, they were already down near that.
When you look at this team, you can't even watch this team and come away with they're around the same that they were last year.
Right.
It is clearly a better team. Now, it still has its flaws. I don't think that against a team that can really control the line of scrimmage and run the football, I don't think this is going to be a great defense defending the run against the Tennessees and the Georgias of
Right.
the world. It's going to be a little different, a little difficult. But without question, this team is better on that side of the ball. They're deeper, they're more talented. They're 61st nationally in scoring. So
We'll take it. Stay there all day.
Tyler, Missouri and Northern Illinois.
Yeah.
So right now, I think the early returns are this defense is significantly better. It's a lot better. They are right where preseason we would have gone nuts about that.
Yeah.
67th.
They're taking it.
I think you and I both said if they could be like top 80,
Yes, we
that'd be
did.
great. Right now they're on the line.
Number four. Kamara Taylor will have the most anticipated starting debut in Mississippi State history. When it's finally announced that he's the starting quarterback next year, and that's his first game, people are going to go nuts. It's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be more than Dak, more than I can't even think of the words. You and I
I mean,
talked about this. We thought Tyler
everybody was
Russell.
kind of nervous with Dak when he first started.
Yeah, because you didn't know. Because remember, Tyler Russell had a great year in 2012. He gets hurt, and you're like, all right, we'll see what this kid's got. And then you're like, wait a minute, he's got quite a bit.
It wasn't until the
This is
Auburn
not the
game.
same. This is not the same. Russell might be the last super anticipated guy just because State had never had a quarterback that they knew was going to be a really good passer. And, you know, he'd won the state championship at Meridian, and he was a Mississippi kid, and he was a four-star kid. And you thought, okay, he's going to be a big-time quarterback. Had a great year, his 1 year as a starter. This is different. Like the stuff you saw yesterday, the way he like effortlessly throws the ball 50, 60 yards, the way he as big as he is, how easily he runs. You mentioned this in the press box that you can see the things that you'll be able to do offensively that you can't do right now. Because you can't run shape in the way you'll run Kamario Taylor.
The read option will be
It'll be
more of a
a
factor in this
much
offense.
bigger factor for
And
Mississippi
that,
State.
when you're doing that, buddy, oof, I mean, think about, I hate to compare them to Ole Miss, but I'm just going back to what we've seen from Jeff Lebby in the past. And think about what they did with Matt Corral whenever Jeff Lebby was at Ole Miss and how he might tuck it and run. Like the things that you can do and what that opens up for your offense when you have a quarterback that's a threat like that and you have running backs too back there. It's going to make your offense so much more expansive. And right now, I still think Blake Shapen needs to be the guy leading this team. He's got the offense down. He's a little more controlled right now. I don't know what Kamario would do if they handed the reins to him. I think he would be fine. But I still think
This is the way.
this is the
I
way.
agree. I agree.
And let him get these opportunities where he's getting his feet wet. The throw he made to Brennan Thompson yesterday, he takes the pop
Yeah.
and he throws that. It was basically just kind of flat footed, just
Yeah. Just
flicking it.
flicked his wrist and there it
And
went. Yeah.
a lot of the things he does is effortless. And I said this yesterday, like I don't think from that throw, I didn't come away with my thoughts on Kamario. I've been watching him since he first started in high school football. I've
Right.
been on that hype train for a long time with Kamario,
Right.
but seeing it all like progress, seeing him grow, and now the confidence that he carries himself with when he comes out there, you never think when he comes out there that the moment's too big for him.
Yeah,
When he was at
agreed.
Southern Miss, his first reps he took, I knew he was going to get a first down, or I knew when he ran that football, the touchdown got called back, but I knew he was going to get in. And that's who Kamario Taylor is. You put in the fact that he's got that confidence about him. He's got that, smooth nature with the intangibles that he has, with the arm strength and the athleticism. He will be special at Mississippi State. I'm stamping that Kamario Taylor will be one of the all-time greats at Mississippi State before it's all said and done. If he's healthy, all that, I think he will be really special. And I think you're starting to see it. When he
Yeah.
comes in the ball game, you're starting to see the makings of a great, great football player. So State is in great hands there. And never say never, but I really feel like the stars aligned with this one, and it doesn't happen for Mississippi State much.
Right.
But this is a guy that grew up a Mississippi State fan.
This
It's in
should
his
be the guy.
blood. He thinks of Mississippi State as home.
Yes.
He is not, at this time, he's not tainted by money. He's not tainted about a bigger spotlight. His whole purpose of coming to Mississippi State, and he may be lying to us all, but this is the things that he said to me and others during the recruiting process. He wanted to do something special at Mississippi State. He wants to win a national championship at Mississippi State. He believes in Jeff Lebby. I truly believe that, and I believe the stars aligned with this guy to bring him to Starkville, and we'll see what the future has for him. But
Yeah.
I would not be opposed to continuing to use him, even if it means losing his red shirt. If
Right.
he can help you in some way
If
this
he
year,
helps you win a
do it.
game, do it. Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna take a quick break
If he's
here.
that good, too, if he's that good, he'll be gone in 3 years.
It doesn't make a difference, yeah. I'm gonna take just a quick break from the things I'm sure to tell you that when you see what the Steelers did, you're going to lose your mind.
Well, I just saw it's 24-14,
When
so.
you see how they gave up that last touchdown, is going to physically affect you. I just want to let you know that. I just watched it. If you want to watch it, if you can put it on, go to Awful Announcing. They have the video. I actually, you know what? I want you to watch it. I want your reaction here live on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, right now the Steelers just gave up a touchdown.
Don't tell me what
Okay.
it is.
I'm not going to tell you anything. We're just going to get
Yay, another field goal from it.
Robbie
What?
Faulks.
Let's let Chris Boswell play quarterback.
All right, here we go. We're going to see it.
Where do I have to go?
Awful Announcing has the video of it.
I'm already mad.
You're gonna be a
I
lot
just
better.
looked at my phone
You're
and
gonna be a lot madder in just a minute when you see this touchdown. It is unbelievable.
Caleb Johnson, who I put in like two of my fantasy
Okay,
teams on my
here we
bench.
go. We're watching live now. Oh man. I know you're not watching.
I saw it.
You saw what he did? I can't get up for that. I've never seen anything like that. I'm so sorry. My disciple playing about you for the Saints. The Saints are terrible. Look at his face. Okay. My team's terrible. I can just laugh. It's fine. Oh my God. When I saw that, I was like, I hope Robbie never sees this, but I had to do that. So yeah. All right. Moving forward. I'll cheer you up with my final thing that is true here. All right, take a deep breath. All right. Make sure we clip these. You clipped me doing the Ashley Schaefer last week. Now I want you to clip all of this. Robbie reacts. Look at the pain he's in. He looks like he's having a heart attack.
They're all patting the Seahawks on the back like they did
Yeah,
something.
I didn't do
They didn't do anything.
anything.
They just ran down the field.
I've never seen anything. Two things out this weekend have happened that I've never seen. That and the coaches agreeing to shorten the game. Never seen that before. I should throw that in on the things that are true. Never seen that before. The coaches agree to shorten it. I've seen it in high school. They have running clock all the time, but never in
I
college.
think it has. I could be completely wrong, but I think you can when it's that off network stuff like
Yeah. Yes.
the
Ah, it makes
ESPN
sense. Yeah,
Plus.
because if it was on regular TV and you had the commercial breaks kind of plugged in, yeah, that makes sense. All right, last one.
I was in such a good mood.
I know, man, I'm sorry. The highlight of the day is Seth Davis. That was awesome to see Seth Davis. Last time we saw Seth Davis on the field at Davis Wade Stadium, he was getting carried off the field. One of the worst leg injuries I've seen. Just awful. Didn't think he'd ever play football again, to be honest with you. To score a touchdown there, I don't know, care if he does anything else. He came all the way back. He had that moment. That was fantastic. I think everybody would agree that Seth Davis was definitely the highlight of the night.
It was so cool to see that, man. I mean, how many people told us behind the scenes, I don't know if Seth Davis is ever
Yeah,
going to play
we've
football
heard it many
again.
times. Yeah.
And that kid, never lost faith. His family never lost faith, which he's always been a confident kid. His dad's always been confident in him. They never once said, "Yeah, man, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to be able to do this." He always believed he would be back out there. And man, he looked like he was like he did out of high
Yeah, it
school. I
looked
mean,
fantastic.
I don't see a whole lot of
Yeah.
concern with him. And that's the kind of player in this
This offense
offense
would be really good, yeah.
that can be really effective. So, and you could tell
I
how
saw
much.
your tweet.
Again, I'm trying to have good moments here, and this is just ruining everything for me. I can't have any, I can't have full happiness.
No, we don't get
It's
that.
always,
You know what's
I had a
funny?
great day.
So,
Everything was fine yesterday. Had no stress about yesterday. I didn't receive a ton of tweets that really made my blood
right.
pressure go up. Everything was fine. This morning, my daughter is dedicated to the
That's
church.
awesome.
She's sitting out there in
Yeah.
the lobby right now. I had a great lunch at Obie's. Everything's been great.
And then that.
It was 14 to 14. I'm thinking, I see on my app that Pat Freiermuth gets a big catch. So I'm thinking things are going well. And now you've brought my attention to this. So anyway, Seth Davis, though, I'm really happy for him. And you could see the team and their thoughts on him
Yeah,
after what
it was really
happened.
cool. Yeah,
Everybody
the
runs up the
locker
sidelines,
room
the locker
stuff.
room stuff at the end.
Yeah,
Jeff Lebby's comments after the game about him to the press conference.
really cool,
It was
really cool.
just great, great moment for him. I'm happy for him.
So speaking of, like, you can't have everything, right? So me and my buddies in my group chat, all St. Al, State, and Saints fans, right? We called this year the drive for 10. We were like, can we get 10 combined wins from St. Al, from
Mississippi State.
State, and the Saints? I never, you could have won a lot of money to tell me we would already be sitting on six on September the 14th. And if the Saints could somehow, they're not going to win today, but we'd be on seven. St.
What's
Al's
the flash at 3-0?
3-1.
3-1?
3-1.
Okay.
And and State's 3-0. I mean, we're more than halfway home. We can't believe it.
Are the Saints going to be the ones that let you down again?
Well, they're not. Yeah, we're not getting them today. They're down 12 to the 49ers. So,
Well,
all right,
I'm not going to win the day either,
it's
so.
okay. Well, yeah, you're only down seven. You're only down seven. You're doing all right. Let's move into the final part of the show. It's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, and the older brother. I was in the Cotton District on Saturday afternoon, and man, place was buzzing, as was Two Brothers. It looked like there was a little bit of a line as well. So I like to see that. Very good to see that. And of course, if you are going to be at Two Brothers Smoked Meats anytime soon, you're going to be enjoying a fantastic, fantastic meal. So do that. Head over to the Cotton District. Enjoy a great meal with our friends at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50. Hey,
And you listen to me, Hail State football. You think you're going to come in here and infringe on our gimmick that we've already infringed upon? Double gimmick infringement? I think not. You'll be hearing from Voller Law Firm very soon.
we at least need like 50 clipped,
Yeah.
like from our
Yeah, clip
show.
it.
Clip
Clip it,
it.
guys.
Give us a little bit of
Oh
shine.
my God, can you imagine the next time if State somehow scores 50 on, I don't know, let's just say Northern Illinois, right? And they tweet out a picture of you just put 50. Now I will lose my mind.
Could I make a brain rot tweet?
Yeah,
Could I get in on a brain
you
rot
could.
video?
You could. So,
And in fairness, I told you this last week. Like, I stole that gimmick from Houston Nutt,
right.
but everybody steals a little bit of
Something.
something.
Yeah.
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 It wasn't a Mississippi State related thing.
No,
It wasn't
no,
an
no.
Advantage Business Systems thing.
It's more exactly. And Advantage Business Systems is the place to go when you're looking for a new copier, printer, computers, laptops, whatever it is. If you look for great products and great service, that's one thing. But when you want service after the sale, that's another. And you get it at Advantage Business System. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Another great weekend at Maroon & Co. Had somebody reach out to me. Somebody was desperate. They sent me a Facebook message. They were like, "Hey, is it still Thunder 15?" I was like, "Yes." He's like, "Great, I'm going in right now." So appreciate you for doing that. Appreciate all you guys who are shopping at Maroon & Co. I keep seeing the hats. I see those hats and I'm like, I know where they got that. Nobody else is selling those hats. They are awesome. Get them at Maroon & Co. That's the place to do it. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Before you go your next trip to Davis-Wade Stadium, make sure that you go to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, guys. It's getting that time of year where raking leaves and cleaning up the lawn is just a big deal. Still got to keep your lawn up to date, keep it looking good. Get some stuff at Scruggs Farm and Lawn and Garden to help you do exactly that. Whatever you're doing around the house this weekend, Scruggs has a tool that makes your life a little bit easier. So check them out. Whatever it is, home repair projects, lawn maintenance, gardening, or just cooking out around the house. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less.
I did not expect after a 63-0 win for there to be a thread that's multiple pages about the Mississippi State band and the fact that they don't wear
Is
uniforms.
this is there another thread? Is that just
It's
the one that got bumped up? Surely it got bumped up.
no, it's thoughts from the game,
Thoughts.
and it's just people have come in now and they're starting to complain about the band again not wearing uniforms.
I will say this, and I'm only saying one thing. I get it. I get why people complain. Because you see Alcorn's band in full uniforms, and you're like, why can't State's band in full uniforms? So that's the issue. So, and we went to USM. Southern's band was in uniform, right?
Yep.
And all State's band's not. So it's like, I
I'll tell
get
you
it.
this.
I get it. I
I'll
get
tell you
why there's
this.
complaints.
I was in band in college, and we, no matter the temperature, we wore full band uniforms every game, all game. And they were sweaty. They get pretty sweaty, but we wore uniforms. So I guess I don't really understand it. At the same time, I'm not like,
My wife was in the famous Maroon Band, and she is full on like they should wear uniforms every game.
well, I don't remember being a kid and that being a thing.
It was never a thing.
It was always
It's a
uniforms.
much
Like,
more recent development. Yeah.
I just don't really like, it's not something that I lose sleep
Right.
over,
No, I understand.
you know.
Yeah, me either. So,
If I had my
all right.
preference, it would be they wear the uniforms.
Hey, everybody has different things they think are important. Let's talk about something else that's important.
Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
Coffee is for Closers is brought to you by Strange Brew Coffee House. Robbie, we have a historic first here on Thunder and Lightning. Are you ready? I got nothing here for State. I got nothing. Well, where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to say? They won 63-0. It could have been 100-0. It could have been 100-0. I got no complaint. I can't complain. I got nothing to say. No, everybody on Mississippi State's football team, go get you a cup of coffee at Strange Brew Coffee House. I got nothing
What
today.
about the band uniforms?
I'm not complaining. I can't do it. I'm not going to complain.
I had no complaints about yesterday whatsoever.
No complaints.
Nope.
Good
Mississippi
day.
State
All right.
gets coffee. They get albino squirrels for
Yeah.
the whole crew.
Yeah. Get you an M's strawberry lemonade fresher
Sure.
if you want
You
something
go to Churn
different.
and Spoon and have you a little, well, I'm not gonna say
Don't
what
play,
you
you get in
get,
trouble. Yeah.
but
All right. In the SEC, the only SEC teams that lost to other SEC teams, right? You know, Arkansas lost, South Carolina lost, Florida lost, Tennessee lost, right? Everybody else won non-conference. So who gets no coffee from that? You know, because I feel like Arkansas and Ole Miss was a good game, right? South Carolina, Sellers went out with a concussion. What could they do, right, at that point? What can you do when your quarterback goes down? Tennessee, Georgia, great game. What, you know, Florida, LSU, I could go that route, but I feel like that's low-hanging fruit. Texas. Robbie, Texas is not right. Something's
something's up.
not right there. And Arch Manning, I think we may have all missed the boat. A lot of us have missed the boat on this one because he doesn't look right. Like, this is not what I was expecting from him at all. And they were a 41.5-point favorite, and they were only up 14-3 at the half on UTEP, and they win 27-10. Suddenly, that game in Starkville, could it be? I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know what's going on. Texas and Oklahoma have somehow swapped. I thought what Oklahoma is doing is what I thought Texas would do, and what Texas is doing is what I thought Oklahoma would do.
I thought Oklahoma would be
Not good.
okay. Well, I thought they'd be okay this year.
Yeah.
I thought they would. I still think they can beat Ole Miss. Like I think they're going to have a better year this year. But Texas, being what they are right now,
Yeah.
is kind of strange.
Yeah.
And the weird thing about Arch Manning is, I liked what I saw from him last
He
year.
looked
I thought he was
fine.
fine.
I was like, there was enough to watch there. You're like, he'll be good next year.
I think there is something wrong with him, no matter what Steve Sarkisian
I agree.
says. I
Well,
think there is something
I
wrong
don't
with
watch
him,
you
and that
poop, though.
I don't understand what that had to do with anything.
That was just a coach being, speaking of,
Brian Kelly, is there anything about that guy that's
he
likable?
has no redeeming qualities
None.
whatsoever. But,
Like
well.
the only people that like him right
Our
now
LSU
are
fans.
LSU fans because he's winning, but
Yeah.
let him lose a game, and
Yeah.
then they'll
When
start getting tired of that too.
they lose to Ole Miss in a couple weeks, yeah, they'll be tired of him. So yeah, Texas, no coffee for Texas this week. They're just not right. Nationally,
38-7 against San Jose State, but that one wasn't great early. And then yesterday, 27-10 against UTEP.
We're going to split nationally up a little differently here today. My first national one is Clemson. Not ranked today. They shouldn't be. 1-2. Another team that just doesn't look right. They brought back a veteran quarterback, all this talent. They should have been the preseason runaway team in the ACC. They can't score. They can't do anything offensively. And I thought our friend Brandon Walker made a good point. They don't use the transfer portal very much. Okay, fine, whatever. They were still recruit at a pretty high level, and those guys don't pan out. Their evaluations are just bad. That's just not a good team. And now they've already lost two games. Unless they win out, unless they win the conference, they're out. They're not going to the playoff.
No.
That's crazy. And so now we start looking at Dabo the way we've looked at Jimbo Fisher and other coaches who had a lot of success, and now it's starting to slip away. Just don't know. Just don't know how much longer that's going to hang around.
Not impressed. A few years ago, it was like 2 or 3 years ago, Dabo made some comments about transfer portal, mm-hmm. and we're in the NIL business, name, image, yeah. and his likeness, which
said that if they ever started paying players, he would retire.
Yeah.
And now he's still coaching.
So
maybe he did retire and he just didn't tell anybody.
I said a couple years ago, I think Clemson's done.
Yeah.
They're going to be good still at times, but I think their time as a national champion contender mm-hmm. is over.
Yeah.
And that's now starting to come into fruition.
They can be in the playoffs because they're in the ACC.
He doesn't want to do the transfer portal. He has this thing where, like, if you commit, you can't take visits.
Mm-hmm.
The way that he handles his recruiting is just weird, and it's not really for this era of football.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're starting to see that. They're not as talented as they've been. That's clear.
Right.
You can see that they're just not as talented.
Right.
I don't know where the hype came around their quarterback, but he has not been impressive yet. So, yeah, they're probably done.
Yeah. And then a special edition. This is the first ever, never mind you can't have coffee, you can't even have coffee grounds edition for UCLA and Virginia Tech. Both fired their coach today on Sunday.
Mm.
Brent Fry, I mean, whatever. That's just not a very good team. They got dominated by Old Dominion on Saturday. Oh, you think? It could be. Could be. So could this other job. The other job could be interesting to him. You think he'd be on the West Coast?
I would, no.
Think he'd go to Virginia Tech first?
If I was him, yeah, I would go to Big Ten. Day.
Yeah.
UCLA, the problem with UCLA is nobody's putting money in
they
that
don't care,
program.
Yeah.
And so if you don't have money going in that program, stay far away.
Yeah. UCLA
might not either.
Wow. UCLA, I mean, when they hired Deshaun Foster, we were like, why? And then he went and he froze up at Big Ten Media Days. We were like, this guy is so out of his league. And then before practice, he starts cutting out the media, saying, well, you guys, you ask questions and they're going to go to our opponents are going to find. That's always a sign that you're about to get canned. And then here's a stat. They haven't led at any point this year. They're 0-3 and they have never led in a game. They got blown out by New Mexico this week, a team they were a 2-touchdown favorite over.
Wasn't even close.
Wasn't even close.
There's like 300 people in the stands.
And now, yeah, it's one thing when you have 300 people. Like, well, we'll say 300, but let's say
15,000.
All right, it's one thing when you're Mississippi State and you have a really small crowd. And so let's say like that Abilene Christian game a few years ago. I think there was probably like maybe 20,000 people, right? When it's a 60,000 seat stadium, it's one thing. They play in the Rose Bowl. It holds 100,000.
Put them in a high school stadium.
You could literally put them wherever that was. Mater Dei? Is that the name of that school? They could play there, and it would probably be a better fit. What a joke.
Yeah, I am.
When I was a kid, UCLA was a really good program. UCLA was a
really good program back in the day. This is a team that was like kind of in the middle of this conference expansion and switches and all that.
They should have told USC no.
Yeah,
we'll stay in the Pac-12 and we'll figure it out. If UCLA had stayed in the Pac-12,
they were kind of tied to the hip with USC.
If UCLA had stayed in the Pac-12, they might have been able to hold it together with like Utah and Colorado and Arizona schools and all that. They might have been able to hold it together, but it is what it is.
Yeah,
but,
and see,
so the coaching care, those the transfer portal is open for those schools too.
I don't know
Nico.
What UCLA is going to do because, like I said, it's not a very attractive job right now. The money that's absent from there, what it takes to compete,
They don't have it.
They don't have it. People are not supporting UCLA football. Who would want that job? And it's, you know, you're in a huge market, but you're not producing. It's just not a smart job for somebody to take if you're like a Dan Mullen.
And then,
and I think Dan is more measured than that.
Yeah.
He's not going to take that risk because he doesn't want to get fired again.
And the other side of that coin, by the way, is Nico.
Yeah,
well, maybe the biggest dummy of all time.
It is the – I tweeted this the other night. It is the worst decision made during this era of college
It
sports.
Is. There's no question.
There's nobody that's close to it.
Yeah.
A guy that
– he took less money to be on a worse team, and he got coach fired, basically.
So, he obviously took way less money than he wanted.
Yeah.
But he took less money than what he was making
yes.
in Tennessee.
Yes, so he took a pay cut to be worse.
He lost money. He goes to a worse team. He's performed. He's tarnished.
Yeah.
He's not any good anymore. People are not going to want to touch him.
Oh, he'll be quarterbacking at like New Mexico State next year.
Yeah. I mean, it was – and I don't blame him for it. He was obviously manipulated by his dad. And I love the fact that his dad is involved in his life.
Yeah.
We need more people like that.
You need to be involved in the right way.
But he's not involved in the right way.
Like, it's better to have no dad than to have a bad dad.
The way that has turned out.
It's bad.
I mean, look at the – I mean, and
look
you got
results.
Tennessee quarterback is sitting there smelling like roses. Right
yeah,
now.
I mean, Aguilar, there was a moment on Saturday where we're like, is Aguilar going to win the Heisman?
And I mean, yeah, the knee-jerk reactions on him was pretty strong.
It's not his fault they missed that field goal.
They did. He did everything he could do yesterday.
There you go. All right, tomorrow's show, we'll recap what Lebby has to say, give you the sign. Back on even terms with Robbie and our SEC pick'em, so we'll get that out of the way.
In Tennessee, but they were off to a good start.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it could have gone either way. And I guess we'll see what else we got to talk about between now and then. Have a good Monday, guys. Talk to you again on Tuesday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Adair. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.